So we have five specific topics we're going to talk about. Long-term strategy, risk management, corporate culture, board composition, and shareholder engagement. So as we talk about topics, if you have questions, just go ahead and raise them at that point. To start with, we'll have a quick overview of the law governing boards. So Delaware law is the standard, and it provides that the business and affairs of a corporation shall be managed under the direction of the board. In the current environment, directors are charged with significant responsibility and subject to more scrutiny than ever. The primary responsibilities of the board: to work with management to establish a strategic plan, monitor implementation of the plan, and make modifications when necessary. Ensure the company has the right leadership team to implement the plan and a succession plan for each important position in the company. Oversee risk management and compliance, including obtain reasonable assurances of compliance with regulatory, legal, and ethical rules and guidelines. Obtain reasonable assurance that necessary risk control processes are in place. And then the duties, the primary fiduciary duties, which we all know, the duty of care, requires a director to perform her responsibilities with the care that a reasonably prudent person would. The duty of loyalty requires a director affirmatively and in good faith to protect the interests of the company and its shareholders and not to do anything that would injure the company. And the duty of candor, which requires a director when speaking to shareholders or the public to speak in a manner that is truthful and not misleading. Now, judicial review. Courts employ a few different standards to evaluate director decision-making. Ordinary transactions is the business judgment rule.